Dubuque is a very special city. It is one of the oldest cities west of the Mississippi River. In fact, the oldest city in the United States west of the Mississippi River. It was founded by a French fur trader named Julien Dubuque in 1758. And so he really made good friends with the Meskwaki Indians who lived here. In fact, he married a Meskwaki Indian named Potosa, and she was the daughter of the Meskwaki Indian chief. And then Julien Dubuque ended up moving away, but he was here for a long time. He was very popular with the Indians, and he ended up going to Quebec in Canada. But there's a lot of really interesting history of about Dubuque. It is a very wealthy city in the Victorian era. There were a lot of very wealthy business people. They did a lot of logging. They were furniture makers. And they were also wagon makers. And these are the wagons that were drawn by horse. But they were considered very fancy wagons. They were the best cars you would have today. And so A.A. Cooper was a wagon maker, and he became very successful, so successful that Henry Ford approached him about going in on his horseless carriage idea, and A.A. Cooper said, "Oh, that'll never work." Well, obviously it did, because we have cars today. Dubuque is a very old city. There's a lot of Victorian architecture here, some very pretty homes, and a lot of churches that have a lot of Gothic structure. There's theaters, there's buildings that you can go and see, and there's also a very special place called the Fenland Place Elevator. It's on 4th Street, and that's where a lot of the businessmen who had their homes up on the hill would ride the Fenland Place elevator to work so that they could go home for lunch and it wouldn't take so long to get around the cliffs. Dubuque is on the Mississippi River, and it's one of the longest rivers in the world. It starts up in Itasca, Minnesota, and goes all the way to New Orleans. And so the river is a popular place to go out boating and swimming and fishing. But it's also an important place for commerce. And so there are barges that carry grain and coal and oil up and down the river. And then they'll take it to shipyards in New Orleans, or they'll bring products up the river also.